This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Job openings in Colorado dipped slightly during the third quarter, according to the state's Chamber of Commerce. Some areas, including Breckenridge and Boulder, bucked the statewide trend and had an increase in job postings. At the other end of the spectrum, areas including Grand Junction and Rifle saw a big drop in postings that far exceeded the statewide decline. Some state officials are urging Governor Jared Polis not to transfer former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters from state to federal custody. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's Democratic Attorney General and the Republican District Attorney who prosecuted Peters want Governor Polis to reject a transfer request from the Federal Bureau of Prisons. They say it would go against the judicial process and potentially give Peters the comforts of an easier sentence. Peters is serving 9 years for her efforts to let an unauthorized person gain access to Mesa County's voting machines. Colorado's Secretary of State and the County Clerks Association also oppose moving her to federal prison. Clerks from both parties say they face threats and harassment when trying to correct misinformation spread by Peters about the state's elections. Peters' attorney said she needs to move to federal prison because she's at risk in state custody. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
If you have plans for recreation in the backcountry this winter, be safe. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center recommends everyone in a group carry at least one beacon, shovel, and probe, and be trained on how to use them. On average, avalanches kill 6 people each winter in Colorado. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.